You are listening to the Women's Health Practitioner Podcast. I am Dr. Sarah Wilson, naturopathic doctor, business owner, and practice mentor. And I am on a mission to change how women access healthcare and to change the lives and businesses of the practitioners who are delivering that healthcare. On the Women's Health Practitioner Podcast, we are going to dive into the latest evidence that you need to know to provide your patients with the highest standard protocols. We are also going to talk about business principles, mindset challenges, and all of the things that are holding you back from giving yourself and your patients the best possible experience. I cannot wait to dive into the behind the scenes of how I support and educate both my patients and practitioners and bring you the latest and greatest in things that you need to know to thrive and to help your patients to do the same. Sit back, relax, enjoy the listen, and I cannot wait to hear from you in the reviews and also on Instagram. Hello, beautiful people. Welcome back to today's podcast. I hope that you guys are enjoying my voice in your ears on the regular. I actually have a group of practitioners who we do talk every day. And so I thought it'd be fun to bring some of that to the podcast because I think it is so important that we are constantly and continuously choosing our own reality and choosing what we put in our ears and choosing what we do with the information that comes into our lives and choosing to be a really active consumer and not a passive consumer. So I hope that this has landed and that you're enjoying this. Definitely let me know on social. Instagram is the place that I hang out the most if you are loving this. So today we're going to be talking about the most common issues in a women's health practice, which I'm obviously incredibly passionate about talking about. But we also have a very special announcement today if you are listening real time. So what we have done in the last year is really work on building out a series of really invaluable courses to help people to understand the human body, diagnosis or no diagnosis, to understand women's health at a level that we require in 2022 to take care of our patients, right? No more of this, just scooch over things, understand what you need to, give a protocol, cross your fingers and toes and panic when they come in because you don't know the timeline that they need support on, right? We have the ability with research, we have the ability with mentorship to have extremely sophisticated practices. And so in 2022, the naturopathic mentorship team and I worked to build out the platform that I wish that I had from the beginning. And we were very intentional about wanting to offer continuing education credits to give people the opportunity not only to get credits from the regulatory body, which is always wonderful, but to give people a way to prove that they took on the information at a new level. And we knew that our goal in this was always to be able to provide a certification. So we have patients that come to us all the time that are asking me, Sarah, I live in this area of the world. Who can I see? Who knows how to help me? I have patients all the time who have family in other places. And they're like, okay, well, I want my family member to see someone like you. And so who have you trained? Who can I get support from? Where they can get a reproducible experience. They know they're going to get blood work. They know they're going to get a thorough explanation and diagnosis. They know how they're going to be treated. And so having so many students who have gone through my courses, I have a list of where people live, but I also didn't have a way aside from the people that I know really well, which as my business grows, is impossible to know everyone really well, to know that they've taken on the work and that they've really embodied it and really, truly, deeply want to be the best women's health practitioners they could be. So part of our goal with the continuing education credits was to be able to have a way to monitor completion and build this certification. And so we are now in a position with CE credits available for all of our courses, Advanced Women's Therapeutics, the Holistic Practitioner Growth System, with the intensives coming up, we have a way to be able to ensure that when people complete our courses, they've met a criteria, and that criteria can be called a certification. So in honor of all of the Black Friday sales, and to be completely honest, it's just we're getting all of the approval at this time, so it was a great kickoff point as well. We are offering the lowest ever price you will ever see on any of my courses put together. And so we are offering that certification available. So the first intake of our certification people are going to be able to purchase today. And for 24 hours only, it is at an exceptionally unreasonably low price. And then it will be going up from there. So the link to that will be in the show notes. And you can also find all of that information in your emails and on social. If you're not on our email, make sure you sign up so that you can be the first to find out that information. Sorry, if you're following real time, you also know that I have a cough. So I had to pause to cough there for a second. Okay. So yes, you will get all of that information in your inboxes. And I really cannot wait to see where this year takes us. We not only have the Grow System, and which is offering business support and foundation support. We have Advanced Women's Therapeutics, which all of the research has just very recently been done. Plus, we're offering an insulin resistance intensive and an endometriosis intensive this year. So two things extremely close to my heart, and I'm sure so much more. So if you want more information, you know where to find it. And today we are gonna dive in to our discussion of most common mistakes in a women's health practice. So when we are looking at these really significant challenges when it comes to practice, it really comes down to a few key areas. And the first of that area is when practitioners are not doing enough labs. So there's a few practitioners in our practice, and I'm always laughing with them because we have daily coaching at Advanced Women's Health. And so we'll be sitting on calls and they're like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. And I'm like, you don't have enough information. That's why you don't know what to do. That's why you're not confident in your plan, because you don't have the info you need to really be able to take this patient case and take it to the next level. So not doing enough labs is a huge issue. Many of you guys have found me and know me through the talks that I give for Life Labs. I don't give those talks because I work for Life Labs, and I want that to be incredibly clear. I give those talks and have those conversations because I think doing blood work in your practice is absolutely invaluable. People desperately want information about their bodies, desperately. And they want that information to be able to be personalized and to be integrated into their plan. I hear all the time, patients are like, oh yeah, I got this blood work from a doctor. So yay, they finally did the blood work, but they didn't help me understand how that was directly related to my plan. It was like, okay, I'm low in iron, but like I'm on iron. I don't understand what the rest of it means. And then when you are doing those labs, I see huge issues with not using those labs as timelines in practice, right? Not redoing labs and not connecting the dots on labs. It's just using labs and going through it. Each number means a specific thing and not pulling out the more global pattern. And so when we're in the world of, well, I don't want the patient to have to worry about spending all this money on labs, I have seen in my practice, with exposure to thousands of people at this point, between my personal practice and the practices of all of my associates and the people I mentor, like we're talking thousands and thousands of people. If you don't have that piece of information in front of you, it often takes longer to get the patient the result they're after. They're often less motivated. There's more challenges in the process. And so I really want you to reframe that conversation in your mind from a conversation about how expensive blood work is to a conversation about how much value it's providing. When I say to a patient, okay, I need to do these three tests because this is what's missing. Like, this is the key to the puzzle. We could do 20 labs, right? Wonderful. But these key ones here, these are absolutely like, I need this information in order to move forward. It's $50. I've never had a patient be like, let me go talk to my doctor. If you can keep testing, even if it's less than $100 for key testing, that patient sees the value if you have educated them properly. And there's no concerns about the amount of money that they're spending because they know it's directly contributing to their health at the end of the day. So that's a big one, not doing enough labs and not communicating properly around them. And the second one is not communicating properly. So not communicating the results of your labs, but also not communicating the connections, right? I see all the time when practitioners are struggling with retention, because I do retention rate reporting with my higher level NDs, and they can have a tendency to listen and to be like, okay, I'm a good listener. I'm listening. And it's really important to listen, but it's also really important to show your authority and guide the patient. It is really important to fill in the gaps for them. When they have a group of symptoms, it is really important for them to have that information linked back to their other symptoms to say, oh, you know, did you know these five things could all be connected to insulin and we can test that? Did you know that all of these things can be connected to your thyroid and we can test that? That is absolutely foundational to their understanding of their body and their understanding of your plan, right? So if you're not consistently communicating that throughout the visit, you will see that patients go downhill. You will see more patient drop off. You will see that patients leave your practice for other practices where there's people who are more magnetic, who are doing more educating. And I don't want that for any of you guys. So it's really important that you are giving them that appropriate level of detail and that you're connecting the dots, because that's what they're paying for, right? The other communication challenges I see come up all the time in a practice is communication around timelines, right? If you have a patient, I'm trying to talk slower now intentionally because I get really excited about this. But if you have a patient where they don't know what they can expect when they come to see you. So you're saying, okay, I'll see you in two weeks. And they're like, okay, and then what, right? Like, people don't know what it looks like to work with a naturopathic doctor. They don't. And so from that place, for you to say, there's a huge difference between, okay, so you can expect, because they're like, what are you expecting? First and foremost, volunteer that information. You have nothing to hide. And second, you can sit there and say, okay, you know what? I'll see you in 3 weeks when you have your blood work done. We'll be going through XYZ. Then after that, you can expect to see me in 6 to 8 weeks and we'll be going through XYZ. After that, we'll be checking in 3 to 4 months after that. We'll be redoing your blood work depending on what came up, blah, 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 blah. Like, give them an understanding of what your relationship looks like and what their key takeaways are. If you are meeting with a business coach, right? And I'll just use this as an example. If you're meeting with a business coach and they're like, okay, cool. So yeah, we're going to work on your business. And you're like, yeah, that's what I came here for. You know what I mean? What we call them deliverables in the business. What are my deliverables? What can I expect at each stage in the game? What am I expecting to see? And it's so funny because when I am working with practitioners on this, I get a ton of resistance, right? They're like, well, in the business world, people know what to expect. And I never know what the patient's going to get out of different things. And I'm going to have to navigate. And what if they don't follow the plan? And blah, 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 blah. And I turn back at them and I'm like, okay, I see you. But at the same time, you should know the expected timeline for your treatment results. Research shows us that you can expect this percent improvement at the end of this weeks, months, years, etc. Like, research gives us timelines. So we should utilize those. Second, we know how long, according to the research, it takes for blood work metrics to change and improve. And so you should be able to accurately tell a patient when they're coming back in for their blood work. Third thing is, if you're working with a business coach and they give you recommendations, you also probably don't take them. So when you go back to see that business coach in a month, 2 months, 3 months, they're giving you an outline of what they can expect to see if they take on the change. So if your business coach says, okay, our metrics for improvement is this many new patients a week, and we want to see this many marketing campaigns going out and this many systems optimized and blah, 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 blah. They can give you that timeline. They can give you those expected deliverables. If you don't do anything, the business coach is not going to be like, oh, I'm so sorry, your business didn't get better. They're going to be like, well, you didn't do your part. So like, what do you expect from me? So we can't let perceived concerns around a patient's compliance really throw us off. If you have concerns about the efficacy of your treatments, well, then deal with that. Get the mentorship, get the coaching. You should be able to be confident in the efficacy of your treatments and the timelines of care. You should know what products are going to give your patient a 2-week win so that they feel better before they come in. That's your job, right? But if they don't take those things on, that's not your job. You're responsible to them, not for them. And I think that's always really important and another huge mistake in practice. The third one, so we've got not doing labs, not communicating properly enough, etc. The third one is treating hormones and inflammation separately. So I recently spoke on this. I will continually speak on this. Inflammation and hormones need to be treated together. Research is incredibly clear. When a hormone shifts, inflammation shifts. When inflammation shifts, a hormone shifts. Like, this happens at a cellular level. This happens in the gastrointestinal tract. This happens in the brain, right? Research has shown that when in the face of high levels of cortisol, your inflammation receptors change, and vice versa. Research has shown that estradiol has different impacts depending on the amount of glucocorticoids in the body. We can't, and I will no longer stand for a world where we're giving someone estrogen detoxification support because of inflammatory symptoms before their period. We need to be looking at both, and we need to be considering the dynamic interplay between these two factors, right? If you are still treating endometriosis as a hormonal condition, I'm sorry, but you are doing your patients a disservice. If you are treating PCOS as purely a condition of androgens, you are doing your patients a disservice, right? I could go through every condition: weight loss resistance, hormonal issues, PMS and PMDD, acne, right? Like, hair loss. All of these conditions that we see in our practices so frequently require both the treatment of hormones and inflammation. And if you treat just hormones, you might get that patient anywhere between 25 and 40% better. If you treat just inflammation, probably a little bit less than that, right? When you treat both together, magic happens. That's where you go from, I always say, like, 20 and 20 does not equal 40, 20 and 20 equals 80. When we combine these two treatments together. And so it's really imperative that you are understanding how these dynamic systems interplay together and how that applies to your patient, because you're not going to have a patient come in, right, who is always diagnosed with one condition or another. We've talked about this so many times. They're coming in with this complex interconnection between hormones and inflammation, and that's what we need to take on and support for our patients. The fourth thing is only treating one thing at a time, right? So even if you're saying, okay, Sarah, hear you. We need to be treating hormones and inflammation. We need to be having both, okay? But I teach on a concept in the Holistic Practitioner Growth System Connections. And this concept is really within my students, taken off like crazy. It's so funny. They'll like send me pictures of their little drawings, and I'm like, I love you all. So it's this concept of triangles of health. So every health condition, group of symptoms, etc., is really a combination of at least three things. And I call it the triangle of health, right? So if we are looking at endometriosis, for example, right, then we are looking at that patient having, yes, hormonal issues, right? They're having immunological issues, and then they could be having mitochondrial issues, right? There's a variety of other things that you can look into, right? There could be blood sugar issues. There's gut microbiome issues. There's viral issues, right? There's histamine issues. Like, there's so many things that are happening. But if we look at those three, right? If you are treating, for example, if you're trying to improve the status of their hormones, and you are not factoring in that inflammation is altering the receptors and the mitochondria make the hormones, then you're not actually going to get that benefit. So if you're just treating the hormones, that condition is never going to improve. If you're just treating the inflammation, so you're saying, okay, inflammation, we're going to work on the gut microbiome, we're going to work on uterine NK cells, we're going to work on complement, we're going to like go deep in here, okay? If you're just doing that, you're also not going to move. It's like a stool, right? It'll become shaky, but you need to do something else to move it. And if you're just treating the mitochondria, if you're working on egg quality and energy and you're just treating the mitochondria, same thing. But when you treat two sides to that triangle, right? And again, this takes the conversation of inflammation and hormones to the next level. When you treat two sides of that triangle, that's really where you're going to destabilize the condition and see rapid improvement. And I see so frequently NDs being like, okay, well, the patient's really overwhelmed, so we're going to do vitamin D and we're going to do a probiotic and everything's going to get better and it's going to be great, and it doesn't work. And so we need to, I always joke about the probiotic, the fish oil, and the vitamin D, but we need to do more than that, and we need to do better than that. And that, again, is why I'm so passionate about these symptom patterns and really treating conditions from a multifactorial perspective at the same time. And now this just, it's not overwhelming. I'm not giving 12 things to a patient. I don't believe in that. I always joke with my patients who are on a lot of pills. I'm like, you rattle like a pill bottle. Like if I shook you, you would rattle, right? But it's about knowing your intervention so deeply that every intervention you choose has two or three different functions in your treatment plan. And it's possible to do that. We don't hold ourselves to that standard, if I'm being completely honest, and we really should be. The final thing, so we've got not enough labs, not communicating properly, hormones and inflammation need to be treated together, missing a triangle of health concepts, so not treating enough at one time. And then the final thing is, again, avoiding treating what's actually going on, right? So you are looking at the symptoms and saying, okay, this patient's fatigued, let's give them an adrenal supplement, right? This patient has bloating, let's give them something for their digestion, right? We are still, unfortunately, at a point, especially, well, in all professions, but our profession has such, we have such a huge capacity to be different, and we're not being different. And again, this is why I bring this conversation up, because from awareness, change can happen. But when we are discussing and when we are talking to our patients about symptoms, it should always be from a place of deeper and more significant dysfunction. No one is tired because they're tired, right? They're tired because their blood sugar is out of whack, because they're experiencing viruses, mold, microbiome issues, mitochondrial issues, right? Because they're experiencing chronic anxiety and trauma, because, like, I could go on for the reasons why. So fatigue in of itself is a symptom. It's not something you treat, right? And I will say to patients, like, I always joke, I'm the first one to whip out the Paw Patrol Band-Aids. I have a 3.5-year-old and an 8-month-old. If you cover a boo-boo, all of a sudden it gets better. So, like, I'm mindful of that. And if I have a patient who's like, I need to function at work tomorrow, Sarah, or in 2 weeks from now, because tomorrow I'm not quite that good, then I will always say, you're welcome to take this. This is likely a Band-Aid. And that's really important to understand. This is likely a Band-Aid. You will feel better. We all need a Paw Patrol from time to time. But from that place, when we are more fully developing this conversation, when we have your blood work in front of us, when we have the deeper investigation and the deeper work, that's where it's going to give us a huge opportunity to move things in the right direction for you, to actually get to the plan that connects all those arms of the triangle. So in the meantime, we have to have massive DDX lists and be pattern recognition ninjas, right? We have to be like, okay, well, she has fatigue and she has this pain, and then she gets diarrhea in this moment, and then her brain does this at this time of the month. Like, we need to be connecting and constantly holding ourselves to the standard of what is happening, what is connecting these different dots, right? Because from that place, that takes only a couple of supplements to really work our magic. But so long as we're chasing symptoms, we're missing big pieces of the puzzle. And that, in my mind, is one of the reasons why we have patients that think they're quote unquote wasting time and money with naturopathic medicine. It's because we have not done a good enough job to connect those dots, to provide them with enough of a push so that their symptoms actually move. Because if you're in a space where you're like, okay, I'm spending this money and I'm getting 20% better, but I can't get beyond that. I can't get to that next level of health that I so desperately want and I'm committing everything to, those people are going to move on, and they're going to move on and oftentimes be a little bit grumpy about it. But especially grumpy about it when they come into an advanced women's health clinic and we're like, oh, okay, we're just missing this one piece that connects all the dots. Let's make all of our treatment protocols focus around that. And then boom, we're done here. Right. And it's, I'm simplifying it, right? I have patients that I haven't gotten better, right? I refer patients out all the time when we hit walls in practice. I want to refund patients that I started treating at the beginning of my practice because I'm so much more sophisticated now. And it's funny because a lot of them got better still. So it's not that I'm trying to suggest that what you're doing isn't good, right? It's you're getting results. You're probably getting referrals. You're a great person. You mean really well. But you have to ask yourself, is it excellent? Right? Am I stoked when I have a complex case come in, or am I overwhelmed? Right? Am I confident in my treatment protocols, or is a patient leaving and I'm quaking in my boots a little bit about what they're going to come back and say? Am I going into follow-up appointments feeling great about my next three plans if the patient didn't respond to that? Or am I putting so much weight on their outcome and so much emphasis on how they feel and that dictating my worth in that visit and how I'm going to move forward, right? I say to patients, I come in with two or three plans. If you throw me for a loop, then I might look at a different direction. But just because you're not getting better right out the gate first visit, right, which is always the goal and the intention, but that doesn't mean I'm going to throw my plan out and start from scratch. That means I'm still confident about the pathophysiology here. I'm still confident about the path. I'm still confident about the blood work. I'm still confident about the data I have. So I'm still going to march in my direction and I'll make some small changes. But if you're flying off the handle and deviating so dramatically every time a patient doesn't get better, you also are not respecting the timelines of the human body. So I really wanted to cover those things today, not just because I'm launching a program, right? But because when you have awareness, you can think about these things differently. And I'm going to be navigating back to the world of research and navigating that space and giving you guys stellar pieces of clinical pearls and practice research. Like that is what I will always go back to. But I couldn't help but not reset this podcast and really speak to what I'm seeing right now and what we are changing in my programs at Naturopathic Mentorship. Like, I can't tell you the number of times when I was speaking at that conference that people were like, oh my God, I wish I knew about you 5 years ago. And one, it makes me happy, obviously, to hear that I'm contributing value to people's practices. But two, it's also deeply upsetting to me that I have done such a good job of keeping this small that the people who I've helped are in exponentially different places, and the people that have never heard about me wish that they had earlier. So I am committed to doing a better job because we all can do a better job in all moments with no shame, no blame, no guilt, no nothing, right? You hear my voice is very clear. I am moving forward from a place of positivity, from a place of excitement, but also from a place of being super committed to sharing this process and sharing more of it. So if you want to be one of the people I refer to, if you want to stand out and say, I have committed my time and my energy to be certified as a women's health practitioner, then please reach out to us. We are so excited to be able to package all of this together again for a super limited time. And then we will kind of relaunch we'll launch in pieces throughout the year, but we will relaunch the certification again at another point. But it will be far into the future. So if you have any questions, Dr. Sarah_ND on the Instagrams, Naturopathic Mentorship, my assistant is there as well on that handle. If you have questions for her, you can email us at any time, but I am so excited. I'm sure you guys can hear my energy. It has been here the whole time. It has just not been here on the podcast. And I am super excited to get it back here. So I cannot wait to talk to you guys soon. Take some action today, please, and have a beautiful, successful day. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this show, I would love a review because that is how more people find out about us and ultimately get well. If you are a medical practitioner and you're interested in taking one of my courses to learn how to implement these research strategies, see naturopathicmentorship.com.
If you're a patient, we have a couple of options. I can try to hook you up with one of my trained practitioners, or alternatively, if you have a practitioner you love, I do offer one-on-one consults about your case to support that practitioner in learning further. For more information on these strategies, see the show notes. And finally, if you just want to keep in touch, I am always active on Instagram and Facebook, and I look forward to connecting with you there. Have a great day and be well.